This is Churchill Road. Can you hear that? No, me neither. Let's go and have a chat with a few people.
Then it dies down, and then it'll come back on, and it does increase in volume.
Meet David Fishwick, who's giving us an impression there of what it sounds like.
We've had the electricity board out, just to confirm that it isn't coming from a nearby substation, and they say it isn't. It's very strange, and it's just strange. It's very irritating. It is. Sometimes you dread going to bed because you know that you're not going to go into sleep. You know, as I say, the wife is a very light sleeper, and she probably hears it a lot more than me, and it does break up her sleep.
Outside is busy with the sound of the occasional aeroplane, wind chimes, and birds. The hum makes a visit at night. Not all the neighbours have heard it.
Nothing at all. No.
What's that in the background? Well, that humming
that's
noise.
That's the washer.
No, that's just the washer.
Across the road is Val and Tom. They both wear hearing aids, so when they take them out at night time, they don't get disturbed. But Val has heard it in the past.
Just like that. And it's just like the boilers sort of starting up. Like a humming sensation, and then it just disappeared.
Tom says strange things have been happening.
Sometimes when you go to bed over that area, over like the Mar Arms area, if you like, you know, on the 66, sometimes you see a bright light and it's just hovering in the sky.
What's that?
I have no idea. So tell me what it is, I don't know.
Are you guys thinking UFOs?
I don't know what it is. I wouldn't like to say what it is, to be honest with you. You just never know, do you?
Humming was reported in a nearby village last year. Over the years, there's been cases of it across the globe. Whatever the reason, it's hoped it'll disappear soon.